A version of this article was originally published on Halton Hills Today on February 16. They say you're never too small to make a difference. And little Colton Couch is certainly proving this to be true. The five-year-old is the leading fundraiser for this year's Coldest Night of the Year charity walk in Halton Hills, set to take place on February 25 from 4 to 7 p.m. The local youngster was inspired to get involved after seeing the procession of participants in bright yellow hats go past his home last year. After speaking to them with his father, Kevin Couch, and learning more about how the walk benefits those who live in the community, Colton's mind was made up. "I wanted to do that too," he told Halton Hills Today. This year's event is aiming to raise $40,000 to benefit Links to Care and the Georgetown Bread Basket. Colton has certainly made a significant contribution towards that goal, raising over $2,000 and counting. The boy and his father have been diligently collecting and returning bottles and cans to the beer store since last summer to bring in funds for the cause. Those who are impressed by Colton's efforts have also donated directly to him online. "He, Colton, doesn't realize people are actually interested in what he's doing and that it's quite a big deal," said Kevin Couch. "We're so proud of him." He noted that he and wife Jen have worked to instill the value of giving to others in their children. Colton has found other ways to help out in the community as well, such as picking up garbage in his neighborhood. The local family will be joining in on the 5 km route for the walk, which starts and ends at Norval United Church. A 2 km version of the walk is also available, along with a second route in Acton, hosted by the Rotary Club of Acton. This year's theme is Gathering Together for Good, and representatives from Links to Care and the Bread Basket say they're pooling their efforts and resources to maximize the impact of the walk in the face of growing need in the community. Money raised at the event will be shared between the two charitable organizations to support local residents struggling with hunger, housing, and health issues. For Colton, the ultimate reason he's taking part in the Coldest Night of the Year is simple: to get people houses and food. So far, 170 participants have registered for the local walk on 39 teams, with 32 people signed up to volunteer. Across the country, Coldest Night of the Year events have raised over $57 million to date in support of local charities. To participate in, sponsor, donate to, or volunteer at the Halton Hills Walk, visit www.cnoy.org/haltonhills. Anyone with empty beer bottles and cans who'd like to contribute to Colton's efforts can email ccouchfundraising@gmail.com.